This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The FDA authorizes Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine boosters. We knew that this was going to happen. The White House unveils plans to roll out vaccines for children ages 5 to 11. How many will get them? There's that question that hangs in the balance. The gunman in the Parkland school shooting pled guilty to murdering 17. And the Parkland victims' families reached a $25 million settlement with a school district. Unidentified human remains believed to be Brian Landry, have been found in a Florida park. His belongings were found, and they believe that's him. They do not know that yet. However, there are tests that are taking place. And, of course, this is the long saga of what happened to one couple and one young woman that captivated so many people across America. His fiance, Gabby Petito, gone missing during the couple's cross-country trip, later found dead. So now some unidentified remains discovered along with his backpack, notebook, and other items in an area of a reserve that had been underwater until recently. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. So let's dive right into it. If the show's about what we're all talking about, I just mentioned some of the things that, of course, are being talked about without a doubt. When I look at all things COVID-related, I mean, this is what's affecting our lives, whether it's supply chain breakdowns, whether it's weighing options for children and school districts and what they're doing, whether it's deciding on a booster, can you get a booster, are you getting the vaccine, why aren't you getting the vaccine, are you going to lose your job because you're not getting the vaccine because there is a mandate that is hanging over your head. Lots of questions, and they definitely break down in a couple of different areas. So at this point, you know, what do we know? And the answer to that is what we know is in moving forward that, in fact, it's true. There is going to be a plan for children 5 to 11. So the White House is saying if the vaccine is authorized for use on children, doses will be quickly distributed and made conveniently and equitably, they made sure to throw that in, available to families across the country. And it goes back to the anti-vax, vax bucket that people seem to be in with no in-between. So if it is about getting as many children vaccinated, pediatricians' offices will certainly be one of the number one stops. The White House says they've already acquired enough doses to vaccinate every child in that age group. 28 million is what they estimate that are eligible for this. And it's slated to begin as soon as possible. And it's a reduced dose of Pfizer-BioNTech's vax. That's what they think will happen in the beginning of November. So the idea is that the Delta variant has changed the game and that children are starting to get infected and transmitting the virus as much as adults, even though 50% of them are asymptomatic. So the rollout will rely on the same kind of approaches. You know, tailor it to children and family, the message. Focus on administering the vaccine in small group settings. The creation of what they're calling a parent leadership core of scientists and other experts who are parents themselves and who will be available as a resource for parents. Of the 28 million, how many of those kids will be vaccinated. How many will be vaccinated, right? They're already hosting these operational readiness calls with local jurisdictions and others, stressing that idea of smaller, intimate settings like doctor's offices rather than the mass vaccination sites that were open for adults in the spring. So we'll see. It may break down by areas of the country. Obviously, we know there is the, what I call the tug of war over all of this, right? But 28 million available. How many partake? We'll see. So I want to get this in about the gunman in the Parkland school shootings pleading guilty to murdering 17 people. Astonishing, right? And this happened in 2018. And he appeared in Broward County in the courtroom there in the and sat before the judge and listened to the charges and the potential punishment for the massacre that killed 14 students and 3 faculty at the school, and was just told these are capital felonies. They're punishable one of two ways, either life in prison or death penalty. Do you understand? You are facing a minimum best case scenario of life in prison. And he said, yes, ma'am, I do. So it was like a very somber, obviously somber day for so many of the people. Although many who were vocal, like Fred Gutenberg, whose 14-year-old daughter Jamie was killed, said he was relieved that the case was finally moving toward a conclusion and said, there's no closure, but we're one step closer to having this nightmare of a legal process come to an end. So he was there at the hearing in person. And he said, I'm thankful again that we have this one small step forward to justice, and him paying the ultimate price for what he took away, you know, from us. And there were people that were crying, people that were pushing for the death penalty, people that were watching on Zoom. And this goes back to think about it. This goes all the way back to February 14th, 2018. And this is now where they're at this point in this case, you know, and will it be one of the most high profile death penalty trials in recent memory? I think it's going to go in that direction, for sure, because states are definitely anyway trying to carry out executions but have struggled to get the drugs for lethal injections. Others have shifted away from the death penalty entirely, citing different reasons for that. And only a handful of states regularly carry out death sentences. Florida is among those in that ranks that have done that. So is Texas. So, you know, here we are. The defendant was there, like I said. You had families, you had Zooms, people on Zoom that were able to see that, and just a really, really tough day. And, of course, the gunman was Nicholas Cruz, who just sat and listened to what was being said to him. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, a chat with an interesting author on the flip side.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. It's called A Test Drive to Chicago and Other Trips and Tales, and it is laugh-out-loud hilarious. You think of taking trips, and especially, I mean, I love Chicago, so I was hooked the second that was in the title, and the what precedes it is really, really entertaining. So David Suvak is in our virtual green room. He joins us now. David, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the book. What led to writing this book?
Well, this is based off an actual experience that happened to me when I was 17 years old. It's funny to laugh at now, but at the time it was pretty hair-raising. But just a unique story that I wanted to share.
And so tell us about that. Tell us about the start of the journey and writing this.
Yeah, basically what happened, to make a long story short, when I was 17 and my best friend at the time was 16, we were living in Cleveland and we basically ran away from home. We stole a car and we drove it all the way to Chicago, spent the night in a parking garage, but our joy ride ended the next morning. We were pulled over by the police. I went to jail. My friend, who was, again, a year younger, went to juvenile hall.
Oh, wow. just thinking of that, thinking, how do you end up in that predicament? And what does the family say when that happens?
Oh, well, they were shocked and concerned. They weren't mad, thankfully, but just happy that we were safe. Luckily, no harm came to us. The funny thing is how we stole a car. The lady was selling it. And we went over our house, and we said we'd like to take it for a test drive. And she's a little flustered because some company had also arrived at that same moment, and she just gave us the keys, didn't ask for a driver's license, and we just took a really long test drive from Cleveland to Chicago. You want to make sure the car worked well.
Yeah. Did you think, I mean, what's, you got to take us back to that 17-year-old mind. What are you thinking? David, what are you thinking with you and your buddy?
Well, we are not thinking, clearly. It was obviously a very stupid thing to do that, you know, hurt our friends and family. It was just a poor decision making, a poor mistake. I guess we just want to live an exciting life on the fly, you know, just doing whatever we want to do. But thankfully, everything turned out okay, you know. But if you want to do something stupid in your life, do it when you're young, when you can have a better chance of maybe getting away with it or overcoming it, I guess I should say. In the end, we just got slapped at the misdemeanors and no felony charges. So,
yeah, no kidding. Thank goodness. Are you still in touch with a buddy today?
No, we kind of fallen out of touch, but no, both of us have, you know, overcome this. And last I heard, you know, he's doing well and he has a family and everything. And I'm doing well after all these years. So.
Exactly. And it's behind you. The road is behind you. But the book also, Other Trips and Tales. Tell us about that part.
Right. That's kind of like the second half of the book. Despite what happened, you know, we overcame that. We had a second chance in life. And I made the most of it. After school, I got a job working as a seasonal park ranger for the National Park Service. And it gave me a chance to travel about the country working at different national parks, and it was just a really rewarding experience. And some of the encounters you come into, whether it be you know, meeting visitors or maybe confronting wildlife or just natural scenery, it was just a lot of interesting stories to tell.
Yeah, I bet. And I'm thinking about that. I'm going to Mount Rainier. Did you ever work at Mount Rainier?
I didn't work there. I did visit, but I did work at Rocky Mountain National Park, another very mountainous park. So,
what was your favorite part of that job? What was your favorite place? And because parks are so big now, for people listening, that a lot of people take trips to parks. What was your favorite part of that job? And what was your favorite place that you worked?
Oh, yeah, my favorite place probably was Rocky Mountain National Park. It was my first time ever in Colorado or working at a park like that. I was mostly in the east before that happened. It was just a new experience for me. I got to work in the campgrounds and work with volunteers. They volunteer so many hours, they could come to the park and camp for free. And that was just very rewarding. And, of course, all the scenery and the wildlife was just stupendous out there. That was, probably my best.
Yeah, wow, thinking of Colorado. Do you still like to take trips?
Oh, I did. Oh, definitely, yeah. Just before COVID, I had a little trip to Key West and recently went down to Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, which doesn't sound very exciting, but beauty's in the beholder, and anywhere you go, you can enjoy there's parks and beautiful lands all over the place.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of that, and we have listeners in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is I think it's a hidden secret, because I went to some incredible places in Oklahoma, which you probably saw, too, being there in the Panhandle.
Yeah, just going to Washita Battlefield over in the western part, just the sad but important story of our, you know, our history with our Native Americans, and just a very sad but moving place. This most recent place I've been to, and I went to the Oklahoma City Memorial, and that's just one of the best museums I've ever been to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, a terrible tragedy, but it is amazing what they've done with that to honor those people and what happened.
Oh, definitely very moving, and just, you know, people coming together and just helping each other out like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really helped me on these trips. You know, there's a great quote by Mark Twain that I have at the beginning of the book. He says, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. And just growing up, you know, maybe I had certain prejudices because of I didn't know people or different backgrounds and stuff like that, but able to travel and live in different places in the country, able to meet and know people who are different, killed whatever prejudice I did have. And I think that's really important. You know, people, if you can, if travel and meet people, different people, and once you get to know them, that will kill any fear you may have of them because they're different.
Yeah, boy, that's a perfect place to end this. I love that Mark Twain quote, and I agree with you 100%, and I, too, have been a traveler, and I feel very fortunate. It does open up your mind to the little area where you grew up, whether you grew up in the Chicago area, I grew up in Philly, and it opens up the world to you, as I say to the people who are listening all over the country. So, very funny. You will laugh out loud. A Test Drive to Chicago and Other Trips and Tales. David Suvak, thanks for coming on. You can get it on Amazon and BNN.
Thank you for having me.
All right, speaking of traveling, here's the yin and yang of the world we live in, the pandemic. The Olympic torch arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, beginning a countdown to the Winter Games, which, of course, is overshadowed by COVID worries. The British government is resisting new virus restrictions, although there are rising cases and a new variant to deal with. So the health secretary said that a contingency plan for tighter rules would not be carried out at this point, but added that they would be staying vigilant and warned that new cases could surge to 100,000 a day, just saying we'll do what it takes to make sure that this pressure does not become unsustainable and doesn't allow us to become overwhelmed. So it's the same deal with hospitals, et cetera, and ultimately what you have to do, the contingency plan that would reimpose some restrictions that were scrapped in England in July, would be mask-wearing rules could return. People could be urged to work from home. Nightclubs, other venues, could be that whole thing of showing proof of vaccination. This is the world we live in. This is what we're, dealing with. And while in the United States these vaccines are becoming available for children, some people think in England, analysts think in England, that the numbers are rising because large numbers of children are unvaccinated and schools don't require face coverings. And among adults, mask wearing is less prevalent in some other parts of Europe where they're often required indoors and where some, they're much lower. So it just depends what you're, talking about, obviously. And then we got the booster shot deal. What I mentioned before, the FDA has authorized booster shots for millions of the recipients of the Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. So the Pfizer and Moderna recipients are eligible for a booster. Those people include 65 and older and younger adults at a high risk of severe COVID-19 because of medical conditions or where they work. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's unknown if human remains found Wednesday in Florida belonged to Brian Laundry, but they did turn up in a section where police were looking for him. Laundry is the fiance of Gabrielle Petito, who never returned from a trip across the country with Laundry, her fiance. A lawyer for Laundry's family said on Wednesday that articles belonging to Petito's fiance were found in the park, but that's all they've said, and police aren't saying anything else yet either. Former President Bill Clinton now telling Americans to keep an eye on their health, posting a video on Twitter to update everyone on his. Clinton saying he's doing great.
I'm on the road to recovery, but I want to remind everyone out there, take the time to listen to your bodies and care for yourselves.
Clinton was discharged from a hospital in California Sunday after being treated for sepsis last week. And this is USA Radio News. This is where even non-regular baseball fans start to pay attention. First off, the Astros are a win away from another trip to the World Series as Houston rolled by the Red Sox at Fenway in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series on Wednesday evening. It ended up being a 9-1 loss for the Red Sox, whose manager says, yes, he's done the math.
We got to win two games to go to the World Series. That's the bottom line. So.
And Alex Cora, his team, and all of the Astros get a day off as they'll next play Game 6 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Braves are inching closer to a trip to the series, beating the Dodgers 9-2 in Game 4 of the NLCS to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Former President Trump's getting his posting fingers back in shape. He's announced he's launching his own social media network, Truth Social. Says it's meant to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
All right, you're going to love our next guest and her partner is with her as well. Carrie Schuster joins us, and she joins us from Australia, and she's written a book called How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. How many times do I hear that from people, that you're not listening to what I'm saying? He never listens, she never listens, they never listen, whatever it is, whoever your partner is. And geez, how key that is. So I was really excited to have Carrie on because I talk about listening, and I think it dovetails into, she goes deep into other areas that I don't talk about, that I've talked about on stages. And I think it's quite powerful. I mean, I'm going to just go out there and say, of all the books that I've read in the last year, this is in my top 10, that you have to get this. You have to get this because it's so frustrating to have a great partner but see that it starts to fall apart. And all of it is because you keep walking down this path where you're not paying attention or you're not looking for cues. And Carrie gives you great ways to do that, that's for sure. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to give a big shout-out to Rodney Elson as well because he's with us. Hi, Rodney.
How you going?
Hi.
I love that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, that tells you something about this relationship. So Carrie, why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to write this book?
I was often talking with clients and even people, I'm a designer dressmaker and, So people are always telling me their heart stories, and they often, this theme kept happening of, I can't get him to listen to me, or I can't get her to listen to me, or I can't get my kids to listen to me. How do I get them to listen to me? And as it just kept going on, I felt like I needed to write some sort of a tool book or something where there was just these simple dot points that people would go, oh, yeah, I could try that. Oh, yeah, I could try that. So I began writing something like a PDF download, and as I continued to write, it turned into a little bit more. It got a little bit bigger and probably a little bit bigger than actually a download. So I looked into the whole publishing side of things and had it published.
And what I like is you just tell us flat out how to get your partner to listen to you. So how do you get Rodney to listen to you?
I definitely look for timing. Timing is probably one of the biggest and greatest keys that I tend to really share with people. There's non-verbal and verbal cues, so you can actually hear from within when it's the right timing. And also logically, one of the key things is to, when your partner gets home from work, not to just launch into some intense conversation as soon as they walk in the door, or, you know, start throwing demands or whatever. It's about timing, like allowing them to have some breathing space for 10 minutes or half an hour, depending on the person, and, you know, allowing the, and being patient, knowing that when you hear to say something, they'll be ready to hear. They'll be ready to give you all of who they are, because I've had some breathing space to settle back into this flow in the home from coming in from where they were out in the world. So timing is a very huge thing, and I very much look for that with Rodney. He has a lot going on with his work mentally. He's on the computer all day and talking with lots of people all the time. So I'm very mindful as to when it's the right timing to speak with him, because I want his full attention. So I'll always look for those cues, and when he's ready, I can see it and feel it.
Oh, that's such great advice. I think that is like 90% of what people don't do, and you certainly have seen it. And as you said, being a dressmaker, all that conversation, all the things that happened, and there was the necessity for it, and I think that drove you to write this, and you've said that. Rodney, for you, and both of you were in other relationships in your lives, what's been the hardest part for you to learn along your journey with Carrie?
Learning to listen, learning to stop what you think you need to be doing, or directing, having your own agenda, I guess, is probably more to the point. Coming into a conversation with your own agenda instead of finding out what the other person is really meaning and what they're trying to tell you. And that only comes about by listening. So it's sort of, if you can go in with no agenda and then you listen, everything unfolds. Then you actually see this, you start to see the other person for what they need to say, which then makes you be able to look at how you can come up with solutions, how you can help them with whatever they need to know. I think that's one of the keys is no agenda in a conversation.
Yeah, that's good too. That piggybacks on what Carrie was saying for sure. Carrie, what do you hope people take away from reading the book overall? So they read the book and they get all these, I call them really solid tips. It's more than tips, but the philosophy, the examples, that whole kind of thing. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
To begin to really listen to themselves, to notice those cues that are going on inside of them and hear them for what they really are. And be able to allow their life and their love to flow out from there. Because often we're focusing on the partner to fill us up, to deal with stuff, and to, you know, look at me instead of realizing that they're our mirrors. They were drawn to us because there were qualities in them that are in us, but we haven't noticed them in us, but we've certainly noticed them in them. So, and I believe that we have people in front of us who are mirroring, you know, good and bad, but mirroring so that we can recognize, okay, that's what not to do and that's what to do. And so alongside of that is to, alongside of what Rodney said as well, is when people are talking with one another, we're very easy to bring the history, the past. So it's like this big wardrobe just brought in and sits right in between you. So, oh, he's going to think this, or she's going to say that, or they're going to do this. And you've got this expectation over the conversation that hasn't hardly even happened yet because of previous things. Instead of just being present, be present right here, right now. You're in front of me. I'm looking at you. I'm giving you my full attention. You're giving me all your full attention. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear from your heart. I want to hear, I want to see your face. I want to look at you, not your phone. I want to see these aspects about who you are and really hear what you're trying to say to me. Even if you can't even properly express it between you, if you're both listening, you can actually thrash it out together. One of the things that I said in my book, which was really key too, was when Rodney and I first met, because he'd been so hurt, he really shut down in his emotional being. And when we used to have, we'd have massive long conversations on the phone on a daily basis, and I would say to him, oh, so how did you feel about that? Oh, I don't know. And I said, oh, well, did you feel butterflies, or did you feel angry, or did you feel, what did you feel? And as we started exploring some of those sort of unusual feelings that he had not sort of entertained the words for, couldn't connect the words and the feeling, and oh, so that's what that means. Oh, frustration. Oh, that's nervousness. Oh, that's fear. Oh, you know, and what aspect of fear? Understand, when you can explore those things together, getting to know each other through all of those things, putting words to certain feelings that I found that us women seem to be very articulate in the emotional side of things, which men aren't necessarily fully equipped that way, and that's why we get to walk together on the earth and share those things with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Rodney would often say, oh, so that's what that is. Yeah, that's what that is. So just next time you hear, feel that, that's potentially what that is. So those things were really, they were huge. They were huge in our relationship. And I know that they, you know, lots of men clients that I've dealt with, it seems to come up again and again and again, that they don't understand that sort of articulated word, or that they're used to in their logic, what the emotion is with that, and how that all flows, and what, how that connects, and then how do we respond with that, how to react with it.
Wow, so well said. I we're like almost out of time, but I have to ask you this. How empowering is it for you to do what you do and then to have written this book?
Oh, I feel really blessed. I feel like this book has flowed through me. So here I am talking to you on the other side of the world, which just amazes me, and thank you very much for us inviting me and us. This book has been a privilege to be able to share, and if the whole world got a hold of this, oh my goodness, how could it change? It would change so many relationships on this earth.
Yep, yeah, I love it. And it's a perfect place to end this. This is why you have to get this book, How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. Carrie Schuster, thank you so much. Rodney Elson, thanks for being along for the ride, too, and throwing in your two cents. It was valuable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On Author's Corner, pleased to welcome to the show David Porter. His book is called The Trial, and the trial is based on true events. David, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me what led you to write this book.
Well, there was a lot of different things. Mainly, I felt that it was therapeutic to write about such a traumatic event.
Yeah, so tell us about the event so everybody knows what the book's about.
The book is about a defendant going to trial, but it is seen through the eyes of the defense, which is something that you really rarely see in television and movies.
Boy, that's true. So tell us about the actual event and what led the defendant to the position that the defendant was in.
Well, that part is actually not even discussed within the book as far as what led the defendant to be on trial and stuff like that. It's just about the different emotions that happens within the while hearing the case and the way that the prosecution, their version of events versus what really happened.
But the version of events, the defendant was on trial for attempted murder, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so that really paints the picture then. That means that, you know, if it's me and I'm on trial for attempted murder and you're seeing it through my eyes, imagine what that would be like, especially if I'm innocent and I'm watching it all unfold around me and I know that I'm fighting for my life. So describe, if you say it's a different point of view from the defendant, what is that like for the defendant? What are the emotions that the defendant feels? Take us inside that as it would make us really want to read this.
Well, it's just like anything else. Your confidence goes up and down. I mean, because if you're talking about attempt murder, this is some serious time that you can face, behind bars.
Yeah.
And because that's, depending on what state you're in, that can be, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And so, and juries can be unpredictable, as it is with any other parts of nature that's completely out of your control. So when you're putting your faith completely in someone else's hands, in this case, that would be the jury, you do have that moment of, what if this doesn't go the way that I thought it would or hoped it would? And so you do have to mentally prepare yourself for the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And in dealing with what's the worst case scenario, I mean, how long are you dealing with that? And in the book, what does that length of time feel like?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing because in real time, that can be a matter of minutes. But when you're going through it, it can seem like hours. Especially that time in between when the case is over and then they put the jury in the back and then you wait on the jury to come back with a decision. That can be, the longest part of your life, that not knowing of what can happen next.
Yeah, hashtag minutes seem like hours, and we won't reveal the ending of it because, of course, that's one of the big surprises. But what about dealing with a lawyer? What about putting yourself in their hands too? Because it's the jury, but if you're a defendant, you have someone defending you, so you have to trust them.
That is also true. You do have to trust the lawyer. And if you think about everything that's going on in society today, when people talk about public defenders versus paid lawyers and how they say that there's a discrepancy in the law and how well defendants are represented in the court, that is also a very big issue because there is a time there where you think that the lawyer may not have your best interests at heart.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading the trial?
There's a few things. One, that defendants are human too. They also go through emotions. This is a situation that anybody could necessarily find themselves in. That the criminal justice system and the way the courts and things are set up is not something that everybody sees, but it's something that is a part of our society, and it is something that we should think about.
So looking at how it's set up and the length of time it takes and how people get attorneys and just everything from A to Z in between.
Yes, because on TV, a lot of that stuff is distorted and seems to happen very quickly, but that is not the case at all.
All right, so for you, after writing the trial, will you write another book?
Never say never. I am always open to writing another book and doing more and more different things and bigger things.
Yeah. Interesting. David Porter, this, when we look at the timeline of this, does it take us from the very beginning of what happened to the very end?
It just takes us through the court part. So
yeah.
It is after the jury had been selected and the judge is ready to start the case.
Wow. All right. Through the eyes of the defendant in this book, The Trial by David Porter, you can get it wherever great books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's interesting in listening to David, who didn't give us a lot of details of, you know, gave us the broad details of what it would be like to be a defendant, and what he's saying is, hey, there's not anything from that perspective. And I thought about that when we had an off-air conversation, and I remember, he's right, what you see on TV. I remember being a kid and watching L.A. Law with my mom and seeing that you see the process, right? And you really don't see so much from even in Hollywood, you don't see very much from the defendant's point of view. I mean, what is that like to suddenly be thrust into the legal system at any level? I mean, here we're talking about attempted murder, and then you're in the court, and you're in the court system, and you go through what happens to you when you can't afford huge legal bills, so an incredible attorney, because they always talk about that, right? Who's the attorney? You get what you pay for. And then how that's handled, and then what it's like to be in front of that jury and the judge, and day and day and nights going through that. And especially, like I said, imagine if you are innocent or there are facts in the case that aren't known that could really swing something either way. And it really is life or death in this case. That, and I say death because, poof, you know, imagine that you're sitting there and you're behind bars and you know that it's not playing out the way that something happened, or it's not playing out the way you didn't do it, but you're in the thick of it. So looking at it through the eyes of the defendant is got to be a scary thing. And it is scary anytime anything legal happens, as we know. That's why, you know, that's one of those great fears. I'm reading a book called Courage that reminds me of what David's written from the defendant's point of view, and they talk about the fear, you know, the fear of what are the things that you fear, and this is high up on that list, fearing that suddenly you find yourself where you have to defend yourself. And it really comes down to you. You can have all the people in the world pulling for you and giving you even advice on the sidelines, but they're not in your shoes, and they're not dealing with what would that be like to, as he said, to put your, you know, put everything into the jury. Everything goes to the jury, they have it, and you have no idea what's going to come back. Even if everybody tells you what they think the outcome's going to be, you have no idea of what's going to happen. It has to be one of the most frightening moments that anybody can imagine, going through that process and then waiting to see what a jury says. All right, thanks, David, for that, and all of you for listening. Remember to make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.